So beef processing water usage primarily from carcass washing.
Can you get closer to the microphone, please?
Beef processing water usage primarily from carcass washing and process cleanup has been reported in the range of 150 to 450 gallons per animal processed. As a general rule, meat processors use about 1 gallon of water per pound of processed hamburger meat. With 500 cows per day at a max of 450 gallons per animal, that's 225,000 gallons of water per day. How much of the water usage by Strauss is coming out of the taxpayers' dollars? Is the high water usage even good for our planet? In my opinion, Franklin wouldn't even need another water tower if Strauss did not have high water usage for their operations. I also think it's really ironic that Strauss is proposing this plan for jobs for citizens in Wisconsin. It doesn't make sense because how many of those people are here? They didn't round up a bus and grab people who need jobs to come here tonight. The same three to four people have talked from the union positively on Strauss's behalf. But where is everybody else who needs a job? Where's the unemployment line? It's just kind of silly that you think bringing people from impoverished areas to work here in Franklin makes sense. Where are the community jobs? Why don't you have more sustainable things coming into play here? Where are the gardens? What we have a food shortage going on right now. Where are the things like that during a pandemic that you could actually put in place in a big acreage area like that that actually would be good for the community and it would be therapeutic for people to work there? Why have violence coming into your area? It doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hello. Hi. My name is Josephine German, and I am a freshman student at FHS. And I would just like to say for you guys to vote no on this, based on basically what everyone is saying in this room. And I feel it is very important for you to listen to the citizens of Franklin. Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Josephine. Huh? Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening.
Candy Jardis, 10570 West St. Martin's Road. I think I'm the last one. I'm so proud of this community and thank them for coming out to talk to you all. And I'm so torn about this. I understand the need for business in Franklin. I've lived here 15 or more years. I don't want to see these trucks of baby cows on their way to be slaughtered. I don't want to drive through the stuff that falls out of the trucks in and out on their way back. There's not only the inn, there's all the stuff that comes out. Having worked at Blood Center of Wisconsin downtown, knowing the environment that they leave behind when they're hauling out the waste, it's not a community business. It's not a family environment. This belongs out in the suburbs somewhere, where there's not a lot of families and homes and schools. I don't know what else to say. Everyone said it all tonight. It's been a fantastic showing, and I appreciate everybody listening tonight. I know that you're going through it on this, but, you know, the community has spoken. You need to hear what they're saying and really make the right decision here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody? Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing. I'm sorry, citizen comment period. Sorry. Okay. Move to item C, approval of the Common Council meeting minutes of October 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Mayor.
Sandy, did you get a chance to take a look at that?
Madam Clerk.
No, I'm sorry, I did not. We had.
Is there a motion on the table?
700 people in here today.
Understood. Okay.
So moved on the table.
All those in favor of the table until the next meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. No public hearings, no organizational business, no letters and petitions. I did mention, for those of you, I remind you, if you're not going to do trick or treat, these signs are available. Clerk's office, health department, library, et cetera. Go to reports and recommendations. Item one, consent agenda. We want to take out of order item B on items A, C.
Motion to table B.
Second.
Let's do this right. on items A, C, and D. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On item B, Alderman Wilhelm.
Motion to table, doesn't matter what order.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
To which date, Alderman Wilhelm? Alderman Wilhelm? To what date?
Probably next meeting will be fine.
I'll go with it.
Motion carries. Item 1.1, a report, status update from Bear. Yeah, let's do it again. All those in favor of the table of the next meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Mills, update on the developments, Texan Criminal District number 6.
I have some packets as well. I can hand out some pictures and things.
Mayor, I'll be right back.
Okay. As the record reflected, Alderman Wilhelm has left her seat at 8:35. Folks in the second to the last row, you can put the signs down or lower them, please, so the people in the back can see. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
That microphone and get close to
it. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. SR?
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity this evening to provide an update on Ryan Meadows and Loomis Business Park. We've actually been working on this project now for over 5 years. Time flies. I think we started discussions in 2015. It's been a great partnership, certainly not without a considerable amount of effort and work on behalf of staff, electeds, citizenry, all the third parties. Again, just very appreciative to have it to this point and have some great progress. Goal this evening is to provide an update related to both the construction progress as well as sales efforts and a bit of a just a touch point to see where we're at in the overall development and life cycle. Also going to touch on how it relates to the existing timelines that we called out within the development agreement, as well as some of the financial side with the guarantees on the TID, just to make sure we're meeting all the original objectives. Quick recap of the project. I know there's a few new faces on council. Again, as mentioned, project was started in 15. I think we closed on the majority of the land, although additional parcels were acquired over time. We started that process in 2016 with the original acquisitions, totaling just under 200 acres today. Again, it's north of Loomis and south of Loomis. Really going to focus today on the area south of Loomis, as that's really what we're considering the original development. You know, a little tough to see here. Area north of Loomis, south of Loomis. So, and I'll shoot have some shots with the pictures and the construction updates here momentarily. The area really discussing today is comprises of approximately 79 single family lots. Of roughly 25-acre open space, green space, as well as approximately 70 acres of industrial land in the industrial park, and a couple of commercial outlots. Originally, so we have a the agreements that we have mandate that we agree to a minimum assessment of $10.5 million in 2021. That springs to $21 million in 2022. The agreement also states that we were mandated to have the off-site water work completed by the end of August of 2019, and the balance of the public improvements, all the horizontal, completed by June 1 of 2023. So I'll kind of back into now those where we've hit as far as those benchmarks. As far as the minimum assessment in 2021 of 10.5, I think we'll be at about 15. So we've exceeded that within the area that we're looking at. So we're I think we're in good shape. From a construction standpoint, and I have a couple of different shots here, but I'll probably add this one. So one of the decision points we had early on was whether to phase it, hence that 2023 deadline. We actually chose not to. We chose to move forward with the bulk of the improvements. So that includes, right here you'll see the 79-lot single-family subdivision, as well as the connector road here and the connector roads for the balance of the industrial park. So this was shot via drone on Monday, so it's about as real-time as we can get. Today, again, we have about 55% of the improvements in. You know, when completed, we'll have likely north of $15 million of horizontal investment that doesn't come the vertical sticks going up, but just on pipe and roadways, et cetera. By year end, we expect to have 85% of the improvements completed. recent events on site, as you can see from the roadways that are laid out, they proof rolled the roads last week. We have aggregate base going down this week and next week, depending on rain. Shortly thereafter, curbs will go in, and then quickly following by asphalt. So our big goal with the development is to get all of the roads completed by the end of the year before the asphalt plants close. It's a big push, but we think it's realistic. In addition to that, we're looking to actually seed what is the 25-acre area with native grasses and vegetation. So that's the area that we're going to keep open space. And so we're going to have that seeded too, so that way we can put it down in the fall, and then when it sprouts in the springtime, we have a good base there that doesn't get washed out with spring rains. Going to the sales standpoint, I know we've had some discussions on the specific to the single family where we're at there. Single family market has been very, very robust. I don't think it's unique to southeastern Wisconsin. I think it's all around the country at the moment. I believe I noted in one of the trade magazines, I think September sales just on residential housing was up 26% September to September. We're seeing that in really all facets of residential real estate. We haven't taken this product out to individual homeowners right now. Part of the reason is because the roads aren't in, and that's not something we do at this stage. We have taken it out to individual builders, though. And so every builder that we've approached has come back with an offer. Our retail sales prices on the lots are about $135,000 a lot. That exceeds our original expectations. Every builder has been very excited about the opportunity, to the point that they've all submitted some kind of verbal or written offer. And in turn then, we've actually had a couple of the potential builders look to take us out completely and buy the entire subdivision. So there's a lot of momentum. There's a lot of confidence. They like the way it's positioned. Feel very good about the overall product.
Mr. Mills, before you move on.
Yes, sir.
I think it's important that people get oriented here, because some may not be oriented, especially those watching on YouTube. So this, Jim, you're pointing at the screen.
I did an overlay, because sometimes
if you just orient people.
Yeah, because sometimes it's a little tough to tell. It's tough for me to tell. So the subdivision is not colored. So that's left with no highlighter on it. And excuse my handiwork, it's not 100% accurate, but I think it'll give a general depiction. So we have 36 is over here.
Loomis Road.
Yes, Loomis is over here. We have 112 right here. Sorry. And then Ryan here.
And what's this?
That is the dump.
And what's this?
I believe that is the other dump, but I don't have my glasses on with my mask.
Yep.
So what we have is Irish Cottage. That was a recent acquisition we made after some of their initial discussions and thought it was best if we could try and clean up that corner at some point. We don't have any immediate plans, but just for orientation here, it's about right there. So the green is what we're considered, it's considered the open space nature area. So while it's being graded right now, we're going to go back and plant that and keep that open. There's some instances of, we have detention ponds in various facets of it. We have industrial here. This is the site, the yellow is the site that Strauss owns. The blue here, this is industrial and or commercial, and the same here with that blue. So from a industrial and commercial standpoint, we have two additional users that are we're in discussions with. So we're one's a little bit more on the commercial side, the other's more of a traditional industrial user. We're in advanced discussions. We're hopeful to ink them both within the next 6 weeks. That would put us significantly ahead of schedule as far as assessments and kind of where we're at on that from that standpoint. I'd be really happy if we got one out of two on these, but you know, we're going to shoot for both of them. And even with, you know, I mentioned on the single family where it's important for a retail homeowner consumer to actually see the lot, it still is important for even an industrial user to be able to go out there and drive on the roads and visualize it. And we haven't had the opportunity to do that yet because the roads are just being put down right now. So we're really excited to be able to market it once it's clean and it looks great and is laid out properly. From a home perspective, we're hopeful. We'd love to say we could get some foundations in this year in 2020 still. Realistically, that might be tough with depending on what kind of winter we have. So worst case, there'll be a slew of foundations going in on the single family side, spring of 2021. Again, hopeful we can start sooner. But on the commercial side, I think we've got a couple of users that are ready to go pretty quick. So we're hopeful that we could get one or two of them in through the process and then in the spring be able to push things forward. So again, I'm really appreciative of the partnership and the faith, and I think we've done a lot of improvements here over the last, a lot of site work's been completed over the last 4 months, and excited to get to the finishing stages here.
Alderman Nelson.
Good evening, Mr. Mills. Thank you very much for coming tonight. I guess it was no secret that my big concern, one of them, is the development of that single family end. And now you're mentioning that the lots are going up near that 135 mark. How does that equate to what you think the end house? Because I remember we had that range. Mm-hmm. It was like 350, 450 per house. Does that affect that? Do you think that'll elevate that?
I do think it elevates that. I think some of it's a byproduct of what we're seeing in the marketplace in general. Just anecdotally, lumber's gone up approximately. It's now at 16% more it's about $16,000 a house more expensive now because of the lumber prices. Now, they've come back down a little bit, but all of that has and the end result is assessed valuations that are higher. There is a scarcity of product in southeastern Wisconsin for single-family lots. It's just a reality when we look at some of the neighboring subdivisions. So I envision that we're always trying to push those prices, Alderman, but I think we'll get it there, and I think we're going to see 450 to 550. We try to achieve to surpass those expectations and those minimums we put, but that's where I think it'll come in.
And I'll kind of go add on a few of other points with this. So in your professional opinion, you do not believe that any other industrial project, I'm not going to mention them, would have a negative impact on the development of these high-end single-family homes?
I do not think that they have that has a negative impact on those lots.
Okay. Another added point to that.
Just a second. You know, laughing like that doesn't improve your position. Here's a professional who's investing their money. That's all I'm going to say. You guys, you just don't get it. Alderman Nelson, you have the floor.
Okay, continuing. So I was out there again yesterday as well. Mm-hmm. I do pretty much a weekly check, and that's no secret, and just trying to see where things are at. So you are believing that by spring now that there should be some sort of developmental, we should be able to see something developing in that residential piece. My concern is that we hear, and this isn't putting you out at all, but that we hear that there's going to be this development and there's a lot of houses and big money, but we're not seeing anything. I'm seeing some development as far as improvement of the land, but not holes in the ground. Okay. And I also don't see a sign if I wish to buy a piece of property there, say as far as residential part. So I guess that's, and I'm glad you came here because I hope this is like a pattern like we do with Mr. Zimmerman where he came every other month or whatever to give us updates, because this is very important. This is a huge, huge development in our district. A lot of moving pieces here. And I think the more transparency and the more, you know, real-time data we can get helps all of us, everybody sure. in this room and the community. So I appreciate that part. Lastly, I'd just like to add or ask, the demand you talk about as far as, it sounds like you're kind of at a crossroads. Do you pick the development, or are you looking at selling the whole chunk to someone else to develop? But either way, it is, again, your professional opinion that nothing industrial-wise here is going to have a negative impact on this residential piece, because this residential piece is huge.
Sure.
I mean, I'm a very big proponent of higher-end single-family developments versus other things. I'll leave it like that. Thank you.
I can. I'll start at the top. As far as commitment to going vertical, you know, as everybody knows, we can't start foundations until we have roads in and processes, and there's many millions of dollars there that we've made an investment. So from a certainty of sticks will go up. I mean, we have a again, we have a massive investment, and we build about 1,000 units a year across 15 different states. Oftentimes, we have a smaller portion of what we do is on the single family side. We have a relatively small single family construction company. It's really geographically located to Kenosha and Racine County. We do about 60 to 65 single family homes a year, ranging anywhere between the 400 and 650 kind of range. So product that would fit well here. We've during the downturn, we acquired well north of 1,000 lots, predominantly from banks and others when they were coughing them up. We also develop, I think we've done 4 subdivisions this year, 3 to 4 we've brought online. So where we found success is when we're not like one of the big production builders out of Illinois, where they want to have the whole subdivision, they want to do a cookie cutter, and they just stamp them out. We have more success when there's, you know, there's a bunch of great builders in southeastern Wisconsin, where we bring in a handful of builders that we know and we trust, and we'll sell a lot product, one, to defer risk, but then also we find that the positive buzz around that, when they have their marketing efforts and we have our marketing efforts, it builds a community out faster, and we see a higher level of success. You also don't have the monotony of having the same builder build, you know, 7 or 8 houses that all look the same. So from that standpoint, that's where our sweet spot is. We've again, we're predominantly Kenosha Racine based. My team is trying to convince us to keep a pretty large chunk of these, just because we really believe in the market and build them out. So we likely will. We've been, quite honestly, very surprised at some of the offers from the builders that have been very, very strong to take us out in our entirety. We certainly did not expect that on the front end.
Could I interject one thing
sure.
here? Okay, looking at this, the color schematic, would you entertain, and I'm not asking for commitment, but would you at least entertain perhaps doing more of a residential build where the Irish Cottage area is, or anywhere around this to add on if you had that much demand? Would you consider any, I'll tell you what, I'll just throw it out there. Anywhere in here would you consider adding more of a residential build if that demand really is as pushing it? Because, I mean, we're looking at, you know, for what we're taxing on, the city makes a lot more money with residential than they do industrial.
I think it would be very difficult on with what we're looking at here. Again, we have lands on the north side of Loomis that, you know, we've had some discussions about. I think there's some opportunities there. You know, there's some old zoning classifications that were done many, many years ago that need to get cleaned up. But I think there's some opportunities on those sites. Did I miss any of the questions?
Thank you.
Great.
Anyone else? Alderman Willem.
The city has bonded $9 million for your project. How much of money have you put
in? We will have well in excess of a corresponding $9 million by the time we're done with the project. Probably multiples.
And what
of.
Will those costs be in?
We'll have roadways, infrastructure, grading costs.
We're doing the roadways and that. So you're saying you're matching our roadway money and our grading?
I'm happy to get you the full pro forma. There's a lot of details. I wouldn't want to misspeak on it. It's certainly
the only reason I'm asking is because I didn't want to mislead the public that we didn't put in $9 million for this as well, because you have just heard we've invested. It's also important that you let the people know that the city and the taxpayers have invested. Well, just
absolutely. And I think that's part of the reason too, that we're here. You know, when I say partnerships, it is a partnership. And And it was a heavy lift and a lot of trust on all sides. And I think we're delivering on the improvements and everything we said we were. And we're excited to have you guys as partners and make sure we're holding up our end of the bargain. Thank you, though.
Anyone else? Okay. Thanks, Esther.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. We'll be back at 9 o'clock. 9:03, we're back in the session. We're on item G2, a resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for the approval of special use for the meat processing facility use upon a property located at the southwest corner of the intersection of West Loomis Road and the new Monarch Drive. We know it as Lot 83 of Ryan Meadows Subdivision. Strauss Brands LLC is the applicant. Mr. Eddy, you have information on this application.
Yes, the property is located in the overhead, as you can see there. Mr. Mills previously discussed this property in relationship to the rest of the industrial park and the residential development to the east. This is the proposed development, looking slightly differently. The north is to your right. This is the proposed development, 152,035 square feet of building with 280 parking spaces, two entrances right off of Monarch Drive. There are three proposed stormwater ponds on the property. Those are stormwater ponds. They're for anything else. Only water that contacts them will be on the outside. I can do it from here. And proposed future building expansion going forward. This is a rendering of the property as proposed.